American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Joe Biden is not being treated for Parkinson's or any other neurological condition, according to the White House. Here's Fox's Jared Halpern.
In an often contentious exchange with reporters, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would not explain why a Parkinson's expert visited the White House several times over the past year.
There are thousands of military personnel that come to the White House, and they are under the care of the medical unit.
Jean-Pierre says the president has been examined by neurologists three times since taking office, each as part of his annual physical.
Has the president been treated for Parkinson's? No. Is he being treated for Parkinson's? No, he's not. Is he taking medication for Parkinson's? No.
Jean-Pierre also says President Biden's doctors have concluded a cognitive test is not necessary. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Melania Trump is hosting a $100,000-a-head fundraiser for the Log Cabin Republicans, the GOP's pro-homosexual lobbying group. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
This will be the second time the former First Lady has hosted a fundraiser for the gay Republican group, whose purpose is to, quote, represent LGBTQ conservatives and allies. Christian apologist Dr. Alex McFarland says while the GOP may have a big tent, it's always been true to certain values.
In courting the log cabin Republican vote, let's hope that the Republican Party or President Trump don't forget that our nation was founded on moral truth.
McFarland says Donald Trump may have proved his worth to conservatives in his first term, but he's not a principled conservative and has wandered off the reservation on several social issues.
There's been much talk recently about the Republican Party stepping away from the moral principled positions that they've held for decades, well, centuries. And it would be very unfortunate for them to do that.
And he says there's something oxymoronic about gay Republicans.
The LGBTQ trans lifestyle denies the worldview that is the very foundation of our Constitution.
McFarland says he understands this is probably going to be a close election, but it's not worth selling our souls for.
While I understand they feel like they have to go after every vote wherever they find it, if getting the vote means compromising the Constitution and its foundation, then that's a bridge too far.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Fox Weather's Katie Byrne reports from Galveston, Texas, in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl, which made landfall early this morning to the southwest of Galveston at Matagorda, which is about 100 miles away.
There are pieces of house siding, overturned boats, and debris scattered on the roads nearby. While driving through the island, we saw dozens of downed power lines. It's quiet in this neighborhood of Jamaica Beach on Galveston Island, where there was a voluntary evacuation order, indicating people took the warning seriously and left, but some stayed. Larry Shivers said his house shook through the night.
You know, I just sit there and watched everything. It pushed my golf cart half underneath the house and up against a palm tree, knocked my windshield out, and found it out in the water.
Power restoration is a priority, as many Texans now battle the summer heat without air conditioning.
According to Storm Prediction Center data, Tropical System Beryl spawned tornadoes in East Texas and Northwest Louisiana today. There's an effort underway to get more homes and churches to display the Ten Commandments. Charles Huizong is behind the project and talked about this on American Family Radio. Huizong said it would change a lot of hearts and minds that people learned and lived by the commandments again.
I'm trying to promote a knowledge of the Ten Commandments in this country. Maybe not those that are outside the church, but those that are inside the church. I go to churches and I'll ask them, I'd like you to write out the Ten Commandments. They don't have to be in order. They don't have to be word for word, and not even 1%. And I worded the test so people wouldn't freeze up and say, I don't know them for word. I mean, that includes the pastor.
I'm Robert Thornton.